Welcome to The Truth Simply Put, the teaching broadcast vehicle of the Basilea Commission. On today's teaching by Alexander Victor, God's Word rightly divided in the light of Christ, who is the central theme of the entire scriptures, will come with simplicity, precision, clarity, and power to instruct, admonish, edify, and build you up into the full measure of the stature of Christ. Now, let's dive straight in.
2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 and 17. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Now may God, our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and our God and Father, pay attention to that for later. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, our Father, who has loved us and given us everlasting cause. Oh, I know one day you will get there where you hear the word of God, you just pray in the spirit. Hey, that's the natural response when the word of God hits you. Yes, that's your natural response. In a scripture, it pops up on you. Ah, Shepeno, everlasting consolation. He has loved us and given us everlasting consolation. Everlasting. So he prays, may that God who has given us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, may he comfort your heart. Say amen. Every time we are reading a prayer, we are praying.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've told you the Pauline prayers are serious prayers.
Yes, sir.
The Pauline prayers, the prayers Paul prayed, they are serious. You can pray the same prayers every day.
Yes, sir.
Just the prayers Paul prayed.
Yes, sir.
You can pray them every day.
Yes, sir.
He didn't pray them once. He said, for this one, I bow my knee every day. It wasn't only once Paul prayed. He said, never cease to make mention of you in my prayers.
Yes,
you just sound like someone that prayed once.
Yes,
so each time we're reading a prayer, we're praying.
Yes,
so learn to receive and say amen. May comfort you. Say amen.
Amen.
Comfort your heart.
Amen.
And establish you in every good work and word.
Amen.
That's a serious prayer.
Yes, sir.
Put it back. Comfort your heart. Establish you in every good word and every good work. So when we pray, we are unleashing comfort. When we pray, we are unleashing establishment in word and work. Tell your neighbor, you will pray. Tell your neighbor, you pray, man, you pray. Gone are the days I will ask you, will you pray? We put it to you. You pray. In this job, you will pray. Because as you pray, your waist may be hurting you, but you are receiving comfort. Elepesha, mala, elua nemeko. Yeah, you have been established in every good word. Your throat is killing you, but you have been established in every good work. So choose a clean throat and no establishment. Or a throat that is finished on la 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 peko, shadama, but we are established in every good word and in every good work. I will pray. Shadala godo sepera. Ne shopeni de no skeba. Sama no de skeba. Shale de no skeparade. This is all it takes to be established. I will pray. This is all it takes to walk in comfort. I will pray. Alame kodej. Shagamarana man.
perondis.
Shabarandelos.
Hallelujah. We have comfort. We have establishment. In every good word. In every good work. In the name of Jesus. When you are in trouble, one of the ways to unleash peace is to pray.
Pray.
2 Thessalonians 3:16. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Tell a neighbor, it's the way of our people. It's the way of our people. We used to pray. How you know that this is God's people is that we're praying?
Yes, sir.
We're praying. We're never quiet.
Yes, sir.
No, we're not quiet. In the New Testament, one of the few times they told people to be quiet was so they can learn in submission. Yes. We are not a quiet, generally. Quietness is not in our blood. Yeah. Otherwise, heaven would have been a quiet place. Why not? See, naturally. Yeah, naturally, from our citizenship, we're not quiet. Why didn't he say, if thou believe in thy heart and meditate in your mind, you shall be saved? Tell anybody, you say something, man. I'm not the talking type. You suffer, you die like a pigeon. I'm telling you the truth. You will not go anywhere. You will not go anywhere. No, why are you talking, people? By faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the words of God. Such that the things that exist come from things that were not. Hebrews 11, 3 and 4. We are talking people. Oh, yes. Yeah, believer, you're not talking, you will suffer. I'm telling you the truth. Write it down. You will suffer in this life. Everybody will be making progress. You are there stuck in your muted pride. Say, I'm not the talking type. You're not the progressing type. Oh, yes. You're not the talking type. You're not the growing type. I'm not the talking type. You're not the transforming type. No, when we gather in church, I prefer to just sit down and listen in quietness. Yeah, that's how life for prosperity and supply will be quiet in your life. When it comes to you, they will keep quiet. It's a quiet time. Jesus! Thou son of David! And my friend, you're making noise. He said he shouted all the more louder. See, any pride you are blaming on the finished work is stupidity. So Jesus did it. Jesus did it. I should not talk. I should not speak. I have all things. Says you are gods, but you will die as mere men. Any pride sponsored by the finished work of Christ is stupidity. So, when they are declaring, you don't declare. When they confess, you don't confess. Jesus did it all. He confessed for you. But the scripture says we have all men in all places. Pray. Pray without ceasing. Rejoice continually. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Giving thanks always. For this is the will of God concerning you. And then you decide to keep quiet when scripture says you should speak. And the speaking God should bless a mute man. Tell your neighbor, you will say something, sir. Turn to somebody else and say, you say something, man. You know the beautiful thing about church community is that we can see everybody's growth or everybody's stagnation. Yeah, we intend to be together for a long time now. You understand what I'm saying? You understand what I'm saying to you? We intend to be together for a long time. We've already been together for quite a few years. And so we intend to be together for a long time so we can see when we are growing. You can see when we're growing. So if we're growing, we will all see.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If we're not growing, we will all see.
Yes, sir.
So sit down, don't talk. They're calling us smart people. We'll soon be 10 years. We'll not see who's mad.
Yes, sir.
You will say, no, 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 I'm not talking type. 15 years.
Yes.
I'm not a talking type. I'm not a talking type. I'm not, you know, I don't make noise. 20 years. Yeah, because I repeat, as the Church of Jesus Christ, we intend to be together a long time.
Yes, a long time.
As the church.
As the church.
Yeah. We intend to be together for a long time. You cannot hide and not grow. And you cannot hide and grow.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. If you are growing, we are seeing it. If you are not growing, we are seeing it.
Yes. You
cannot hide. So church is not, the local church is not where to form. We shall be together for a long time. That's a message I just preached for somebody else. No, no, no. If you are going to form anywhere in this life, not in your local church. If you're going to form for anybody, not for your pastor.
Yes, sir.
In the local church. So if you want to be proud anywhere, not in the local church where you belong. Because by the grace of God, as the Church of Jesus Christ, we are going to be together for a very long time. So plant yourself well. So settle down. Settle down in the church. Yeah. And grow. Say, I'm on the talking time. I'm on the quiet side. You're on the wrong side. Because talking is the way of our people. We're talking people. We're talking people. We're declaring people. You think I just like talking? We are saying people.
Yes.
We're contemplative, yes. We're meditative, yes. But more than being contemplative and more than being meditative, we are speaking, we are declarative. Yes, declarations that bring about manifestations, not meditations. Even in the Old Testament, I let the words of my mouth along with the awe, giving voice to the meditation of my heart. Hey, somebody just got delivered from mutedness. Yes. Spiritual dumbness. Why talking people?
Yes, sir.
So when we pray, we're declaring our realities. We're giving voice to it. So when you're troubled, you declare the peace of God. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. You declare. So you say to anybody, declare. 2 Thessalonians 3:16. Now, another prayer of Paul. May the Lord of peace himself. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace always. In every way. In the name of Jesus. Now, pay attention to this. The Lord of peace himself give you peace. May the Lord of peace himself give you peace. So when you are in trouble, the Lord of peace ministers himself. So all troubled mind, receive the ministry of Jesus. Receive the ministry of Jesus. Receive the ministry of Jesus. To receive peace, is to receive of the ministry of Jesus. Because he's the Lord of peace himself. So it's to have him and have peace. That's why I said, my peace I give to you. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father. May the God of peace himself grant you peace. Philippians 4:7. The God of peace, guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. That's another prayer Paul prayed. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ. Hey! See, you see, my life ambition is to learn to pray like Paul.
Yes, sir.
Telling you. I'm on a quest to just learn to pray how Paul prayed. I mean, for him to pray as specifically as he prayed, after all he knew, is worth emulating.
It's worth imitating.
Yeah, I'm imitating the prayers of Paul.
Yes, sir.
The peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and mind in Christ Jesus each time you make your request known with thanksgiving to God. Because that's Philippians 4:6.
Yes,
be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Make your request known to God, and the peace of God will guard your heart. So when you handcast your cares, Peter says, 1 Peter says to God, he cares for you. What do you receive in exchange? The peace of God. And the peace of God is the Lord of peace himself.
Yes, sir.
Now the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. The Lord is that
Spirit. Yes, sir.
The Lord of peace. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace.
Yes, sir.
The Lord of peace himself. The Lord is that Spirit. My peace I give. The fruit of the Spirit is my peace I give. The Lord of peace himself. Hey, listen, I repeat, every troubled mind, draw from the ministry of Jesus. You walk in the peace of God. You walk in the peace of the Lord of peace himself. Oh, give God praise in here. I'll have all men in every place. Pray for those in authority. That we, scripture says that we must all live a godly and peaceable life. For this is good and pleasing in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men be saved and come to knowledge of the truth. Listen, salvation, people coming to knowledge of the truth prospers. That the word of God grows and mightily prevails in an atmosphere of peace. It's important. Restiveness is one of the greatest oppositions to the gospel. The people in chaos are hard pressed to pay attention to anything other than survival.
Yes, sir.
So the atmosphere of peace fosters the advancement of the gospel. Are you following me now?
Yes, sir.
The atmosphere of peace fosters the advancement of the gospel. So when we pray, Paul says, yes, of course, in 1 Timothy 2:1. So this is that we may all live a quiet and peaceable life.
Yes, sir.
1 Timothy 2:1. I exhort first of all that supplications, prayers, and intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in. You don't have to like them to pray for them.
Yes.
You don't have to be in their party or in a party to pray for them. For all in authority, why we pray? That we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Now, this is good. Next verse. And acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men be saved. Does that make sense? Godly and peaceable life, quiet and peaceable life enables the salvation message and fosters heightened reception.
Yes, sir.
So we pray because we want all men to lead a quiet and peaceable life.
Yes,
because it helps the propagation of the gospel. Do you understand that now?
Yes,
hallelujah. And I'll end here in this next one. When there's a need, we stay in prayer until its provision is manifest. You know, I've said this before when I was doing CCB. God allows certain needs in your life to keep you in the place of prayer. Yes. There's some people that if all their needs were met, God will never see them. God will never see them. All of a sudden, they'll have 1 million excuses. Not to have you. Oh, pastor, you don't know. It's my job. It's my job. The same job we prayed with you to get. Oh, God. Oh, pastor. A lot of children grow up messed up. I've said this before many times, all over the world, because their parents use them as excuse growing up.
Yeah.
Oh, pastor, the children. I can't come on Wednesday, the children. Oh, pastor, you know the children. So the children grow up to become the excuse you always made them to be.
Yeah,
because you kept speaking over them. Oh, the children. You know, I would have come. I would have prayed, the children. Oh, you know how I'm coping with the children. Oh, man of God. Oh, the children. So the children to grow up and become an excuse.
Yeah.
A sorry one at that. And they start to complain. You start to complain. But as the children were growing up, what were you speaking over them? Excuse.
Yeah.
You're making excuses out of them. Thinking you were making excuses with them. The children are the obstacle. If not for the children, I would have served God. If not for the children, I would have come to church and so on. If not for the children, I would have stayed longer. If not, so the children then grow up and become the obstacle you always said they were. And I said, oh, Satan, why have you done this to my children? It was what you kept speaking. So if you didn't have a need, God wants you. So to keep you in the place of prayer, there's one need that will, as you're meeting that need, another one is arising that will keep you praying. Because why?
You pray.
Yeah. So I'm prophesying to you now. You'll never be needless in your life. Oh yeah.
So let's say amen. That's your business. Let's say
that's your business. That's your business. No, see, because scripture didn't say you will not have needs. It said he shall supply your needs.
Yeah.
How will you have supply if you don't have needs? What's wrong with you? Why do you want to be a fraud? To collect supply, you don't have needs. Supply comes to needs. So you will never be needless. You know what that means? You will never be prayerless in your life. Can I say this one? This one is very funny. May you never have everything you're believing God for.
Yeah.
But you know, scripture doesn't tell you that. You have enough to abandon to every good work. Yes. But that you have everything you believe God for is a lie. The Bible doesn't teach that. There will always be something that keeps you running to his presence. Oh, as you see me so, I know get Wahala. The holy hallelujah. You are lying. Something in your life is waiting to come into obedience to Christ. All of us. There's something you are still trusting to come into obedience. As that thing lines up, and you are thanking God for it, the next one is lined up. Oh yes. In this life, you have many troubles. That's what your elder brother said. Many. So your elder brother is not part of your elder brother said you have. In this life, you have many troubles. Yes, that's the gospel. You have. Jesus said, yes, Jesus. In this life you have how many? Many troubles. Then James comes and says, count it all joy when you go through divers. And Paul says, we are pressed on every side, but not crushed. persecuted, not abandoned, perplexed, and not destroyed. Yeah, that's the gospel. It's the gospel. No temptation has befallen you that's not common to man, but through it, that's the gospel, sir. So we are thinking about your life now, very seriously. Yes. You don't want to hear it, but you will never in your life, you will never be without a problem. Never. Yes. Know this now and know peace. The Lord of peace himself. Know the Lord of peace himself. Yes. Benny. Just know it, exhale. And receive the peace of God, who is the Lord of peace himself.
Yes, sir.
Because there's one euphoria you are dreaming of that will not happen until the day your body is translated.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. What are you dreaming about? You are dreaming of a paradisical euphoria. Paradise. Yes, sir. A euphoria of paradisical proportions. What you are dreaming of cannot happen until the earth is born again.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You will live well. You don't have everything you want. The wealthiest man in the world doesn't have everything he wants. Yes, doesn't. He's still looking for something. In fact, a lot is missing. Scripture doesn't teach that. You see that from scripture, right? Yeah, it's staring you in the face all along. You will always have at least one problem in your life. Anybody that tells you otherwise is lying to you.
Yes, sir.
He's lying to you. That's not the gospel. Stop this rough play. Stop it. Stop it. That's not the gospel. That euphoria that people are preaching will not happen until the earth is born again. Because I told you a few weeks ago, there's equal salvation. Not only your body will be born again, the earth will have to be born again to receive your born again body.
Yes, sir.
I told you, salvation is also for the earth.
Yes,
the earth, the cosmos, the earth will be saved.
Yes, sir.
An unsaved earth cannot handle a saved believer.
Yes, sir.
An unregenerated earth cannot handle a regenerated believer.
Yes, sir.
So the earth is also groaning as our bodies are groaning.
Yes, sir.
And that euphoria you are dreaming of will only happen when the earth is born again. Because the earth doesn't have the capacity right now to give you a problem-free life. I repeat, the earth doesn't have the capacity right now to give you a problem-free life. The earth right now is a problem. So it's groaning. Are you learning anything? Don't have unrealistic expectations. It's not like God doesn't want to give you. The earth cannot give you. The earth cannot give you. But you will be sustained. Say amen.
Amen.
You'll be preserved. Say amen.
Yes, amen.
Your needs will be met. Say amen.
Amen.
You will live well. Shout amen.
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 There will always be one problem. Say amen.
Amen.
So you will always be praying, scream amen.
Amen.
Auntie, if you not pray Thanksgiving, you pray God help me. Jehovah, amen. You will pray, sir. You will pray.
Yes, sir.
You pray. Life will make sure of it. So every time you are hard pressed, pray.
Yes, sir.
You're trusting for something, pray. When it falls in place, pray.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. I'd have to show you. When you go read Acts chapter 12, from verse 5 right through to chapter 12, they were praying for someone who was in prison. The person was released. They came out. When the person came out, the result of the person coming out of prayer was them to pray. Coming out of prison was them to pray. All through Acts 12. They kept praying. Trusting God for something and is met, pray.
Yes, sir.
It's not coming yet, pray.
Yes, sir.
It doesn't come, pray.
Yes, sir.
There are some needs that will come into your life to teach you that you don't need them. You will pray until you learn patience. When you are trusting God for supply. Sometimes the answer to what you're praying to God for is not supply, it's patience.
Yes, sir.
Count it all joy when you go through diverse tests and temptations, knowing that the testing of your faith worketh what? Patience. Therefore, that patience have its full work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. So when there's a test or a temptation or a trial, and you're trusting God for supply or for deliverance, and what God wants to work in you is what? Will that prayer be answered? But you will learn to have its full
work.
Yes, sir. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. One way or the other, you will learn patience. Oh, yes, yes. Well, you will learn patience. And sometimes the answer to your prayer is not supply, it's what?
Patience.
But I say your needs will be met.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. You will abound unto every good work.
Amen.
In the abounding, there will be one point that teaches you patience. Say amen.
Amen.
Because if patience doesn't have its full work, you cannot be perfect and complete, which means you still be lacking some things.
Yes.
Who has learned something? Hey, the next time we meet, we'll talk about praying. When you have been giving leaders and pastors after God's heart, you pray. You pray for your pastors. You pray for your leaders. Yes, something is not quite together in your life if you're not praying for the grace gift God gave you.
Yes, sir.
Imagine Paul telling the churches, pray for us. And the churches say, why should we? When Paul said, pray for us, he knew that there was an extract of power that will be missing if the church doesn't pray. I taught this in CCB. The Christ conscious believer. There's a level of mileage and speed your pastor will gain when you're praying. That he may lose if you're not praying. Yeah, because if the prayer of the saints didn't matter to Paul, Paul would not have repeatedly requested it. So if Paul kept telling them, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us, pray for us, it was important. So even before we get to this, just from what I've said now, if you're not praying for me before, start praying. Do you know do you know how beautiful it is to see what God is doing and know that you prayed for it? Now, it might not be attributed to only you. Don't be greedy. But shall you know that this is God is doing, I prayed for it.
Yes,
sir. I saw it. Did you pray it? Because you see, it's easy. Just, you understand? To see is a gift. To pray is a grace.
Yes,
sir. Word of knowledge is a gift.
Yes, sir.
To pray is a grace. It's a discipline. So to see is easy. I knew it. I knew the way it was going. I knew it. Yeah, so you knew it. Anybody can knew it. When you knew it, did you pray? Or did you go and set a big trap like a hunter? I knew it. I knew it. The way she was going. I only knew it was only a matter of time. I saw it, oh. I saw it in the spirit. You are stupid. The Lord showed me. So you're only a prophet of doom when it's fulfilled.
Wow.
You take pride in seeing that somebody's downfall, you saw it.
Yeah.
Somebody's downfall, you saw it. Somebody's death, you saw it. That person's going to die. I saw it. I'm always seeing these things before they happen. What did you do when you saw it? Because if you have the gift of seeing, you should have the grace of praying.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes.
Don't see anything you're not praying about.
Yes, sir.
A fraud.
Yes, sir.
I said this with no apology.
Yes, sir.
I knew it. I was always watching her. I was always watching him. The way he was going. You know, the way he's dressing. The way he's talking. I always knew. I always sensed it all. What was my own? I just, when it happened, I was like, I saw it all. You are very, very silly. If you don't have grace for praying, you have no right to exercise the gift of seeing.
Yes, sir.
You have no right to see.
Yes, sir.
You're not praying. Because each time you see, it should awaken a burden in you to pray. Yeah, because the joy is in that I had a foreboding and I stood in the place of prayer and God averted
yes,
it. Yeah, that's the believer's testimony.
Yes,
I stood in the place of prayer and God shifted it. I stood in the place of prayer and I aligned it back into God's will. I stood in the place of prayer and this person was about to miss it, and I stood in the place of prayer. I travailed over them and signs came back to them. I saw this guy with that girl, and I knew they weren't going to end well, and I prayed. Because I knew one of or both of them were outside alignment with God's will. Not I saw it, I knew it, I know they will not work. What's the edification in that? But you take it upon yourself to pray.
Yes,
stuff happens when we pray.
Yes, sir.
So if you're not praying for your pastor, start praying now.
Yes, sir.
Every time you see a picture flash in your mind, pray.
Yes, sir.
You cannot pray wrong in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You cannot. You cannot. You cannot. Too much praying in tongues is good for you.
Tell your neighbor, hey. Too much prayer is good for you.
Too much prayer is good for you. So you see a picture, pray.
Yes, sir.
You saw a frail picture. Don't try to, your problem is you're trying to understand things too much. Yeah, so you're wasting prayer power.
Yes, sir.
You're wasting prayer power. Because you're not called to understand things, you're called to stand in the place of prayer.
Yes, sir.
You're not even called as a believer to correct things. That's the truth. It's not. Scripture does not empower the church to correct the pastor. I know we're in a very woke generation. Everybody has internet and data and smartphone. Scripture, let me say it again. Scripture does not empower the church to correct the pastor. Who will correct him? It's not your business.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
That's why it's important that your pastor has a pastor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just be a disciple. Yes, sir. That's all. Follow somebody who is following somebody.
Yes, sir.
And you don't have to be in the meeting where I'm being corrected.
Yes, sir.
You don't have to leak the audio to you.
Yes, sir.
Of what was said to me when I was in the office of somebody I submit to.
Yes, sir.
When I sat there and I was lashed black and blue. I will not come to church and wear a blue face.
Yes, sir.
You're not the one that lashed me.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying to
yes,
you now?
Sir.
On the contrary, right there and then, if you need to collect lash, I will lash you.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And you cannot say, hey, why are you lashing me? You sir, at least anybody lashing. You will never see anybody lashing.
Yes, sir.
That doesn't mean I don't have stripes of lashmentations on my body. But the problem with the church is you are a busy body.
Yes.
You want to sit in the same boardroom as your father in the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? The disciplinary committee meeting of your under shepherd, you want to be there? Or at least you want them to leak the tape. Hey, what happened? What when he said something wrong? When he did something wrong? How did they handle him? I hope they handled him the way he handled us. Yeah, which? Yeah, which, sir? It's not your business. But don't for a minute think. Don't think that we're just walking around. No. As we preach, we're giving account.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. We're giving account. As we pastor, we're giving account.
Yes, sir.
As I teach and I'm pastoring people and I get to a brick wall, I know the numbers I call.
Yes, sir.
And I call them.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Is that in line with the scriptures? What? How does scripture explain this? I know what to do. Oh, yes. So don't think it's a free-for-all. In fact, it's more difficult for us. Both to God and to man. To the people that we're answerable to. So yours is to pray. Oh,
yes.
Yours is not to see, it's to pray.
Yes, sir.
So if you love us, if you believe what God is doing through us, pray for us.
Yes,
Paul kept telling the churches, pray for us.
Yes,
pray for us. Tell your neighbor, pray for your pastor.
Pray for your pastor.
And tell the other neighbor.
Pray for your pastor.
Always. Always. That's how we walk into a meeting and we know that the church has prayed us up and the place catches fire. That's how we walk into a meeting and we know some people have set us up to fail. So there's mileage we can cover because you're praying. So if you want us to go far, pray far.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Who will pray us far? Who will pray us far?
Pray us far.
Hallelujah. Have you received any instruction today?
Yes, sir.
Come on, give God praise.
Well, that's it for today's teaching. We trust it has been worth your time. For more of these messages from our stables, kindly subscribe to our teaching podcast at www.thebasileacommission.podbean.com or via the Podbean app on your mobile device. For inquiries and further information, kindly send us an email to info@thebasileacommission.org or find us on social media with the handles at The Truth Simply Put or at WAR The Church. You can also send us an SMS, call us, or connect with us via WhatsApp on +234 70 881 8864. Finally, if you would like to give to support the work that we do, kindly follow the Patreon link in our podcast or contact our office for details. Thank you.